Welcome to Haunt Topic Radio, the podcast for haunters by haunters. These are our scary visions.
Celebrating 25 years, this is huge. I mean, happy birthday, Vamp Fangs, you know, starting in Salem back in 93 and kind of evolving to where it is now. It's been, you know, quite a ride. And then being able to, you know, officially announce now that Alexis and I purchased Vamp Fangs back in July of 2017. But this, however, is the first time that we've kind of spoken publicly about it. And so this is exciting. You know, this is like our kind of coming out party as the kind of new ownership.
Hello again, Haunters. Welcome back to another episode of Haunt Topic Radio. I'm Brian Foreman, one of your hosts. Daryl Plunkett will be on in just a few minutes. In this episode, we get Benjamin Selecki on from VampFangs.com. Him and Alexis purchased Vamp Fangs back in 2017. They have a new vision for the company. Vamp Fangs sells, of course, vampire fangs, teeth veneers for your characters, Gothica contacts for your eyes, scents, perfumes and scare actor scents, special effects makeups, 3D wounds that you can apply with water, oh yeah, some cool clothing and jewelry for haunters and goths, dark clothing. What I like about their stuff is that it's all kind of based around characters and scare actors, stuff you can wear. We talk about wearing safe contact lenses and why you need to be safe when you wear them. How to apply their teeth, their vampire fangs. Talk a little about their scents. And of course, they are celebrating 25 years Vamp Fangs as a business. Now, they've only owned it since 2017, but they've already done some really cool things with the business. If you go over the right now at the time of this podcast, a bunch of things are half price on their website. Plus, go to the Vamp Fangs Facebook page, and they're doing a contest every day in March, and they're giving away $25 Vamp Fang bucks each day. Also, submit your photos of if you have Vamp Fang products. Submit your photos. That is over there on their Facebook page. They have also given us 3 prizes to give away. And you will find that over on our Facebook page, Haunt Topic Radio. Right now we have a post over there. I posted some pictures of the teeth and the fangs, and it's going crazy. And we're going to pick a winner out of the comments. We're also going to raffle off a pair of contact lenses and a bottle of their scents and their perfume. So that's going to be throughout March. So you'll find that contest at Haunt Topic on Facebook. And they're running their own contest on Vamp Fangs. But before we roll into that interview, I want to remind you that we have our Kickstarter program that will end also this month on March 31st. Scare It Badges. Scare Badges are for scare actors. It's a way for you to reward scare actors in your haunts. The favorite badge, the most dedicated badges, the urination badge. If your scare actor makes someone pee themselves. We have the Monster Mouth badge, the Scariest Character badge. All these badges are going to be like a merit system for haunters. They come with their own little description cards. You pass them out to your scare actors, kind of like if you give your scare actors awards and trophies and stuff. Well, this is kind of an easy way to reward everybody. It's a kind of a low-cost way to help your actors feel recognized. But we need your support. We're looking to raise $3,000. We have like $600 right now. We have till the end of March to make it. Of course, you can go over to Kickstarter and type in Scare It Badges, or you can go to scareitbadges.com/Kickstarter. I want to thank everybody that showed up to our training that we had on March 13th with Bart Butler and Michael Edwards. We were on for about an hour and a half talking everything scare acting and haunt related, haunted attraction, design, queue line acting, a bunch of other stuff. So I want to thank you for that. And if you want to find out more about our next upcoming class, you can go to hauntertoolbox.com. You can even sign up to be a free member. That will give me your email address and I'll send you a notification when our next training is coming out. Plus, if you go to HauntersToolbox.com, you get your own free dashboard and some cool videos over there to check out everything about running and operating your haunted attraction. And me and Dur will also be at Transworld in St. Louis coming up, which is, next week. We would love to meet you and say hi. I'm only going to be there Friday and Saturday. Daryl's going to be there the whole weekend, like starting on Wednesday. So please look us up. Find us on social. Find us on our Facebook page. If you're a member of our email list, send me an email. We want to meet you. Don't be bashful. But the most two important things of this podcast is vampthings.com. If you're looking for teeth or contact lenses or cool appliances, Tinsley transfers that go on your skin or your face, easy to apply. Monster teeth, go to vampthings.com and help support our Kickstarter project, scarabadges.com/Kickstarter. There's pledge amounts from $1 all the way up to $500. All depends how many badges you need and how much you want to support us. All right, let's roll into our interview with Benjamin Selecki of vampthings.com.
Hey, Brian, we've got an interesting person on the air tonight. We've got Ben, and he has a fang or two to talk about, doesn't he?
Good pun, Daryl. I like that. That's...
Ben, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you've done in the past.
Yeah, sure. So, Daryl, Brian, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. So my name is Ben Selecki, and I'm one of the co-owners of Vamp Fangs. We own a couple of other businesses as well. Me and my business partner, Alexis Abair, owners of Haunted Farms of America, as well as Dark Alchemy, which is an apparel brand. But tonight, really just kind of focusing on Vamp Fangs. We got some really exciting stuff going on. Vamp Fangs is an online retailer. We specialize in a few different categories. We sell custom fit vampire fangs, teeth veneers, Gothica contact lenses, and cosmetic contact lenses are another big category for us. Also sell some fragrance and some apparel. And founded in Salem, Mass. Back in 93, Alexis and I just purchased this company in July of 2017. So this year marks the 25th anniversary of the company, which is exciting to reach a quarter century. That's a quite the milestone, as I'm sure you guys can appreciate. So I just, on here tonight with you guys, again, thanks for having me, and just want to talk a little bit about the company and, see what you guys had for, questions and anything that you guys want to poke and prod into that you think might be of particular value or interest.
Well, I'm sure considering the topic, our listeners will want to take a big bite out of this one. So you guys do the custom fangs. That's basically where Vamp Fangs got its name. That's where it started from, right?
It is. So, Vamp Fangs got its start actually right down on Essex Street, right in the heart of Salem, right on the pedestrian walkway. And the former owner, the founder of Vamp Fangs, named Scott Smilage, he actually got his start way back then, fitting fangs right out there on the streets of Salem. And people were kind of coming by, and they were kind of, there was a lot of interest generated in it. And it was at that point he decided he was just going to start, start the website and, tackle the e-commerce side. But really, really did get its start, literally fitting vampire fangs on the streets of Salem. Also celebrating 25 years this year is Scarecrow Vampire Fangs, which are the manufacturer of what we feel are the best fangs in the world. And so they started the same year. And so we're one of the largest distributors and sellers of Scarecrow Vampire Fangs, have a really good relationship with them. And so we're excited that they're, so we've been fitting Scarecrow Vampire Fangs, since the very beginning. So exciting milestone for all of us.
For those people that are unaware, what's the difference between a vamp fang and the Scarecrow fangs?
Oh, well, Vamp Fangs is just the name, of our company. Scarecrow is just the name of their brand, right? Scarecrow is the manufacturer of the vampire fangs. They, however, don't sell direct to the public. So they sell all of their product through distributors. And so we were lucky enough very early on to connect with them, and now one of the largest sellers for them. So the name Scarecrow, I guess, maybe can be misleading, right? Because we hear Scarecrow, we think of obviously being a haunted farmer. Obviously, we think Scarecrow, we think of Scarecrow on the field, but the Scarecrow is the manufacturer.
And I have to recommend these personally because I bought a pair probably, let's say, 13 years ago. Do they still come in a little coffin box?
They sure do.
Okay, because I bought a pair. Me and my wife went to a costume party as, of course, Dracula and his bride. And, you know, you just put, I guess, a little epoxy stuff, and you put it in a little kit, and you press it on your tooth and hold it there for a little bit, and they still fit to this day. So, excellent quality, wearability.
I think it might be time to get you a new pair, Brian.
Probably.
Getting a little old in the tooth there, Brian. Yeah. Literally.
A little long in the tooth.
Yeah.
Like it.
Now, you also, in addition, like most of the Scarecrows, and a lot of people have seen the Scarecrow fangs all over the place, which are basically just the two or four canine teeth or the vampire teeth themselves. You guys sell other veneers that are more teeth?
We do. So on the fang side, I mean, you know, outside of the you know, normal kind of lateral and canine fittings, they also, we carry like some werewolf stuff. So you can do like tops and bottoms as well, just the tooth caps. We do sell veneers, which will cover either your whole row of top teeth, your whole row of bottom teeth, or both, depending on the set. We've got some pretty crazy designs on those, everything from kind of, you know, zombie and hillbilly all the way up to, you know, kind of Pennywise type stuff and everything in between. On the veneer side, I think we've got at least a dozen different styles on there. Some are thinner than others. You know, as I'm sure you know, if you've worn the veneers before, some of them are thicker than others. Some of them are easier to talk in than others. So it really just depends on the style as far as kind of how easy it is to, you know, kind of talk. And but I guess the good news is if you're a zombie, really all you're doing is groaning and moaning anyway. So
yeah, you don't have to be too eloquent when all you can say is so there you
right,
go.
Right.
But yeah, I just taking a look at the site, and there's a you have some that are I'm just going to say they're disturbing. You got the Lucian fangs, which definitely needs an orthodontist on that one, and some of the hillbilly ones they're looking a little rough.
So the listeners can understand this as well. So with the vampire fangs, those are a custom fit. And so when we say custom fit, that means just like Brian was saying, you have the adhesive that you kind of mix up. And then when you push it onto your tooth, it molds to your tooth, takes the shape of your tooth. But it just is that, it's a fang cap. The veneers, because they're a full mouth, they do use those, and everyone's familiar with them, those thermoplastic beads. Where you put in a cup of hot water and then you lay them across the, and they kind of take shape. And so while they technically are still custom fitting because they do kind of are taking the shape of your own teeth, it's a much different process and a much different result in the end.
Right. It sure beats just throwing some black Kool-Aid up in your mouth. You know, a lot of actors do that real quick, or, you know, especially Q-line actors, you know, to make a complete... I hate going to a haunted house and you see this guy that's in a perfect costume and everything's detailed, but you look at his teeth and they're like all bright and shiny. You're like, come on, man, just put some teeth in your mouth, right?
it's like you get accosted by some very scary being who has fresh minty breath.
Yeah.
Come on, get this together.
The only thing that annoys me more than the teeth and the breath is when people miss the hands. Like, that's a give me, man. That's the low hanging fruit, you know?
Yeah.
Even throw some old gloves on or something and dirty them up. Throw some black, you know, black on your hands or something.
You got it.
Now, outside of the teeth, you have a few other things for sale too. You got some of the Tinsley transfers and the tattoos, it looks like. Is that a fairly big seller, fairly popular items?
Yeah, those, I think the 3D effects from Tinsley, I think have become in many ways a lifesaver. I am often playing a Q-line actor, and the Q-line actors just don't seem, particularly if they're kind of playing dual roles, so if they're doing any kind of production or operations or supervisory, and kind of doubling as a Q-line actor, like, your time to get ready is just so short because you're trying to wear 10 hats. And when we first tried out these Tinsley transfers, they are a little bit on the pricey side because they are single use. However, the amount of time and the level of realism that you get in the end is just, it's unbeatable. I mean, I'll pay $5 or $6 all day long for, you know, something that's going to save me 20 minutes in the makeup chair. And it really is, when it's all done, I mean, you know, and you blend these edges out with the alcohol, I mean, we've seen some just, I mean, pro quality, amazing stuff done with these. So, awesome for Q-line actors, anybody that's a photo op who's going to be up close and personal and really have, like, be scrutinized by the guests. These 3D FXs are definitely worth a look.
Yeah, I saw them at a Transworld one year. I can't believe how easy and quick they go on too. That's a good plus
easy,
to have
with water.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah, I know some of our actors, some of our makeup artists use those on some of the actors, like, say, especially the ones that are out, working the line, and it's just easy. You put it on, you make it up. It saves them a while because those are the actors that need to be out there first. The rest of the in-house actors, we can, you know, spend an extra 15 or 20 minutes because the line act queue actors or the queue line actors are out there 20 minutes, half hour before everybody else is on the floor. So it's important to get them done quick.
Yeah. And, you know, and anyone too, anyone that, owns or is producing on an attraction as well, they can reach out to us and let us know if they'd like to purchase any of the stuff in bulk. And we could definitely work something out as far as the pricing goes. So definitely, you know, love to work with haunt owners and production partners. Open to wholesale and doing some bulk deals if it works for you.
Cool. Another thing that's very popular with people too, but there are some restrictions around it, is contact lenses. And I see you guys are selling the Gothica ones.
So the Gothica lenses are some of our biggest sellers. It's probably the largest, right neck and neck with Fangs, as far as our biggest categories go. I think right now we've got maybe 3.5 dozen different styles on there, but a ton more coming. You're right. I mean, talking about the restrictions around them, a lot of people don't realize that in order to purchase a pair of contact lenses legally in the United States, that it requires a doctor's prescription. And this is for corrective lenses and for non-corrective lenses. So even if your vision is 20/20 and you have perfect eyesight, according to federal law, you are supposed to have a prescription in order to buy them. If you're buying your contact lenses from a seller who doesn't even ask for your prescription, doesn't verify your prescription, I would run, not walk.
So not just one of the little kiosks in the mall. You shouldn't buy them from the kiosk in the mall selling them.
Oh man, I'm telling you, kiosk, gas stations. Don't get me wrong. There are some locations, and there, you know, I don't want to say never buy them at a mall kiosk, because there could be a mall kiosk who's doing it the right way, who actually has a verification system in place. I tell you, man, all you got to do is jump on this, jump on the internet and jump on Google and search for contact lens eye injuries or something like that. And if that's not enough to just make you go out and just spend the money to get an do it the right way and get a contact lens fitting, I don't know what is, but
I can tell users, I can tell listeners from experience, don't just go out and Google that unless you're prepared for something that's going to make you feel a little uncomfortable.
but I tell you what, Daryl, though, is that if they are currently buying their lenses from someone who's not asking them for a prescription from a doctor, they should be disturbed. They should be terrified. They should go out and Google that, because that may be the thing that gets them to do it the right way.
Exactly.
And you only get one set of eyes, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm certainly not going to risk my vision to save whatever, you know, get on the street, get a contact lens fitting for $50 or $100. My eyes are worth way more than $100, you know?
Yeah, I think I've come across a few of those pictures when I was searching for contacts. Yeah, and so would you have any background on how easy it is to get a letter from your eye doctor? Is it just saying, hey, I want to go buy some, you know, FDA-approved lenses? Can you, you know, verify me, or how do you know how that would work?
Yeah, so so really all that it would take is you would need a contact lens fitting. So you would contact a doctor, whichever one's close to you, let them know up front, hey, you know, I have 20/20 vision, I don't wear glasses, but I'd like to have an exam because I'd like to purchase some theatrical lenses, whether you call them theatrical, cosmetic, whatever it is, but just make sure you let them know up front. Because some doctors do have a strict policy and they don't approve lenses for anybody. So you don't want to get into one of those positions. But as long, you know, you're up front with your doctor, you let them know, you go down and really all they do is they get you in the chair. They'll take some measurements on your eye, the base curve and diameter. They will, you know, inspect the health of your eye and make sure that you actually can wear contact lenses. You know, some people have conditions that preclude them from even wearing them at all. And had they not found that out, they could be in trouble. And so once you get the fitting, the doctor will give you the prescription. He'll write the prescription for you. Depending where you are, it could be good for, well, 1 year or 2 years, depending what state you're in. And then from there, you would just take that lens prescription, and now you're able to legally purchase from a seller. Now, when you're actually shopping for someplace to purchase the lenses, I would advise a couple of things. Number one, I would be wary of overseas companies. We see a lot of sellers from overseas who use phrases like our lenses are FDA approved, when in actuality the FDA doesn't approve lenses, they clear lenses. Also the FDA logo is illegal to use for a seller. So if you see any vendors online that are actually slap the words FDA approved and they have the FDA logo around their website, that's illegal as well. The FDA is pretty clear about that. I'm trying to think of some other warning signs. Oh, so when you're buying from, if you ever buy from overseas sellers, you'll see a lot of times, sometimes they'll say, oh yeah, we verify prescriptions. And, you know, you might send them the prescription, but in actuality, they're not verifying anything. There's a lot of, the contact lens rule is very specific and there's a lot of nuance to it as far as the requirements that we have to meet in order to fill a prescription. And just to give you guys an idea of the fines, and this will just drive it home as far as how insane it is for sellers to sell lenses the wrong way. For every violation of the contact lens rule as a seller, we could be fined $16,000. That's $16,000.
Ouch.
Per infraction. So if we're talking about, like, let's say Brian or Tarrell, you guys come up to me, whether you bumped into me at a trade show, or whether you bumped into me somewhere else, or, you know, I came to the haunt one night, right? And you grabbed me there. I was like, hey, man, you got any lenses? And I just kind of flipped them over to you. And, you know, hey, here's $20. Here you go. You know, cash and carry type of thing. That transaction right there puts me at risk for $16K as a seller. It blows my mind to think how any seller would ever risk that.
Yeah.
As a business owner. And particularly now when you think about how that applies to haunt owners, and this is really where you get into some sticky territory here. Excuse me. So let's say you as a haunt owner went out and you bought some lenses in bulk from one of the sellers, whether it be online or in person. You then went back and you sold those lenses or gave those lenses. You don't even have to sell them. You give them or sell them to your actors. You are now accepting that liability.
Yeah,
so you were the one that dispensed those lenses.
Yep, exactly.
Uh-huh. So that little Oriental,
massive liability.
That little Oriental guy that was at Transworld 1 year that was selling them in a white cardboard box, he was probably doing it illegally, huh?
I don't want to get into, you know, looking at different different trade shows and things like that, but just kind of in general, You know, I think the rule to apply here, and you can determine who's doing it the right way and who's doing it the wrong way.
Yeah.
As a seller of contact lenses in the United States, I'm required to verify prescriptions 100% of the time.
See, this
there
is
are no exceptions to that rule.
This is something I wasn't aware of either, because I, you know, whether it was Trans World or Midwest, or I've seen people sell contacts, and I wasn't aware of this either, because they're just handing them out, you know, over the, through the booth, you know, here's $40 here, grab these contacts. And I never see any paperwork being exchanged or anything like that. So this brings me to a whole new awareness too. Cause I bought my contacts, which I can't wear them, but I figured I can't even put them in my eyes, cause my eyes shut down on me. And, my wife, she can just pop them right in, but she didn't even need any kind of paperwork. So I'm glad you have brought this to everybody's awareness.
I mean, like I said, this was new to me.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't aware of this until, you know, until we purchased Bamfangs. So when I ever sat down and read this rule, I was like, well, wait a minute. So you tell me everything I've been seeing is, whoa. it shined a whole lot of light on a lot of things when I learned about this. But just, you know, from the Haunter side, kind of as a, you know, as a business owner, you know, if you're in a position where you're operating a haunted attraction and you are the boss, I just don't know how, after learning this information, that, you know, I don't know how you would ever do that again. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, just because of the risk that you're taking on, the potential liability. I mean, all that it would take is one of your actors taking the contact lens, not doing it with clean hands, whatever the case may be, pops that lens in his eye, scratches his cornea. Guess what? You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Who gave him that lens? Did you have a prescription for that lens? Where'd you get it? You know, and before you know it, man, that could be enough to sink you. So
how about like actors that have bought them somewhere else, bring them into your haunt? Do you ask for questions then? Do you look for, you know, make sure that they're legit, or are you just like, don't see, don't tell, don't, you know, all right, well, that's your responsibility.
That's a tougher one.
Right.
I think that you as a haunt owner, right. I think you have a certain level of responsibility, whether legally you're culpable or not. I think that just you as a business owner, I think, you know, have a duty and responsibility to try to protect your guys and gals as much as possible.
Right.
I have heard some stuff in the forums. You know, some people making comments that, you know, haunts are putting policies in place now. Which I can't say it's a bad thing. Safety to me, when it comes to something like this serious, I think is a good thing. I don't see it as a bad thing, but I mean, in the end, ultimately it's the haunt owner's call. But
yeah, well, I think safety across the board is a good thing for everybody. So even if you let your actors know, hey, you know, just like what you told us, you know, you really need to get a script from a doctor and go through a reputable company to buy them.
Well, it's a very sobering subject, and good to know that you know you're following the rules. I imagine there are lots of people out there that aren't following the rules. So
there are, and I mean, eventually, I mean, whether it's you know, I mean, eventually everything always kind of comes out, right? So whether they get theirs now or eventually, it's going to come. You know, I mean, someone, you know, God forbid, somebody's going to get hurt. Someone's going to get injured, and you know, that's when they're going to have to stop doing it. But it's a tough area, man. I mean,
cover your ass.
Someone's vision. Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah. You have to. Well,
on to a lighter subject then. You have some stuff on the Vampfangs website that you don't need a prescription to wear. And this is from another wing of your company, the whole Dark Alchemy line. So you guys have apparel, jewelry, perfumes?
Perfumes, yeah. So Vampfangs historically has been, you know, very, very specific, very niche focused when it comes to like the vampire fangs and contact lenses. But I think, I mean, since Alexis and I have purchased the company, I think one of our main goals is to really make Vampfangs, you know, kind of a 12-month lifestyle brand. And so that we want to be more than just, you know, eyes and teeth. And so we're, you know, definitely looking at expanding the fragrance line even more, bringing in some additional masculine scents as well. We have a lot of unisex scents in there right now, names like Funeral Parlor, Omen, Salem Wood Shop is one of our best sellers. If you've ever been to Salem, or any listeners have ever been to Salem, right when you walk in that door, you just get that smell. If you purchase a bottle of Salem Wood Shop and you open it up and close your eyes and smell it, you will absolutely 100% feel like you just walked into one of the wood shops down on Essex Street, or down at Pickering Wharf. It's that uncanny how much like it we've managed to get this recipe. I'm trying to think what else in the Dark Alchemy with the apparel. I mean, I feel like, with the Dark Alchemy stuff, all the designs that are there, they're all designed with intent and purpose. So when you're looking at one of our best sellers, the Life Eternal shirt, it's got the big skull on it with the snake and the circle and all the runes. That actually, all those symbols that are there are actually elements. And that's actually a spell for life, a spell for immortality, something to dispel death. So it's not just, all these designs aren't just kind of random stuff thrown together. They're done with, intent and purpose. Really excited about. I mean, right now the line's very limited. We think we have 7 styles or 7 designs in that line. But we take our time on them and don't rush anything. But they have very much kind of the occult friendly, kind of dark witchy apparel. So super excited about that. And so far it's been very, very well received.
Then you got some good jewelry too, that is kind of every vampire or many goth that I know would like this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So some of the jewelry that we have is in the blood vial line. Some of the jewelry that we have is Alchemy of England, which is a little more heavy, pewter jewelry. Again, it's very dark, very gothic, alternative lifestyle. And depending on what you pair it with, it can be, just a toe in the water, right? So it's that kind of little element or little thread of dark kind of in your overall everyday apparel. So very versatile too. And we try to put out a good range there. So if there's anything you guys would like to see, make sure you let us know, because we're always looking for suggestions, feedback, and input.
Well, this is definitely stuff that some of our listeners would love to wear. Some good looking stuff. I look forward to actually smelling some of these fragrances. So, we're going to have to track you down somewhere. And these aren't the kind of fragrances that you have in a haunt. These are their actual perfumes or clothing sprays, correct?
Correct. Right now we've got 12 fragrances. A lot of people use them for daily wear. We do, however, have 3 character sprays, which are a little bit different. Those actually are made to use like as a character spray that you could definitely use in a haunted house or with any kind of costume. Right now, the 3 that we added in is bacon. I mean, because who doesn't love to smell like bacon, right? So if you're doing any type of like any type of pig, or some people will pair this up with their favorite law enforcement costume for a little joke there. We've had people do that. The other 2 that we have are they're called Carny and Living Dead. So Living Dead is kind of like your classic dank basement earth smell, kind of decay. And Carny is just what you would think from the name. Very kind of smells like butter, popcorn, and cotton candy. So use that obviously for you can use it to dress a scene, to spray on fabric, but also to spray directly on the character as well, or the costume.
As long as you're not taking public transportation, you recommend those costume sprays to be more for a closed or a haunted environment as opposed to the rest of your fragrance oils, right?
We do, but hey, teach their own, man, I mean, if you want to walk around smelling like maple bacon, hey, all the power to you.
Yeah, or the like the witch smell. I mean, if you had a good witch in your, your haunt, that witch smell would be pretty cool, or spray it in the fabric right before you walk through a little witch scene or something, and that would be kind of neat.
True.
Yeah, I kind of like how you guys, your whole company is based around, everything that you have is somebody's wearable. Contacts, fangs, veneers, perfumes. So everything basically designed around either scare actor or gothic or everyday wearability. So that's kind of like that about Vamp Fangs. It's cool.
Cool.
Now, are you guys planning on doing any expansion throughout this year?
So I think the biggest areas that I think we're focusing on this year, looking to really expand on the contact lens side. A couple of things that we're going to be adding in this year are full custom contacts. So we're able to, through the lab down in Georgia, so we deal direct with Gothica, who the manufacturer is Orion Vision. And Gothica is their brand. So we're dealing direct with the manufacturer on these. No private labels or anything like that. I mean, this is the real deal. And so down in the lab, they have the ability to custom make lenses all the way from your traditional designs that you might see online all the way up to full scleral contacts that are all hand-painted with unique custom design. And also, we're going to be adding – so right now, our corrective lenses are available from in prescription strength from 0 to negative 6. Which covers, covers the most common specs, I guess you would say. However, there are some people who have certain conditions with their eye, like astigmatism, or they might have their prescription strength might be on the other end of the spectrum. And so we're going to be opening up the offerings to cover from negative 20 to plus 20, which is just massive.
Wow.
Massive coverage. And then we're also going to be doing some lenses for people with astigmatism. So we're dealing with some toric lenses and some custom lenses that we'll be able to do there. In addition to the full scleral contacts, the ones that cover your entire eye, those sclerals are just, and they have the ability to have custom lenses just painted with unique designs and full coverage is just, when you see those characters, man, like the eyes just make it, you look into it, it's just a black hole in their eyes. It's creepy, man. It just gives you the shivers.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're pretty neat.
Well, I do have a request. If you could put in a good word with Gothica, I think one of the eyes that they or lenses they need to carry is goat. I cannot find goat's eyes contacts from any maker.
Interesting. Okay.
So I think those would sell like hell. Like that's a line that they need to do.
They will look at.
Anyways,
especially with these things all being hand painted, I mean, there's no limit to the designs, right? I mean, it's only limited by your imagination. So we definitely, I'm definitely going to note that if you see Vampfangs roll out with a goat lens later this year, Daryl, you'll know where that seed got planted right here.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know, Ben, you have another interview coming up pretty shortly, so we'll try to wrap it up.
Is there anything that we missed talking about? I think I tried to hit every facet of your website. So,
yeah. No, I think we covered a lot of ground, man. I think really, the big things, celebrating 25 years, this is huge. I mean, happy birthday, Vampfangs, starting in Salem back in 93 and kind of evolving to where it is now. It's been, quite a ride. And then being able to, officially announce now that Alexis and I purchased Vampfangs back in July of 2017. But this, however, is the first time that we've kind of spoken publicly about it. And so this is exciting. This is like our kind of coming out party, as the kind of new ownership, of Vampfangs. And so I think we covered a lot of ground. I invite everyone to, check us out online and one of the things that we're really, hyper-focused on this year, big time for us is reaching out and like on a personal level and getting to know the people that have shopped with Vampfangs. And so we're on a massive outreach campaign. So you'll see us all over social media, sending private messages that pop up in your inbox and just really connecting and saying thank you and, learning more about what everyone wants. So we can deliver. And, I think that's really key for us. I know as part of our happy birthday celebration month, all this month, we're going to be featuring, a lot of different customers in the spotlight. So right now, on our social media, if you go over to the Facebook page, you'll see probably pinned to the top still, a post that's asking for submissions, of photos, of you using Vampfangs products. And if you can't find that post, all you have to do is go to the Facebook page and click the send message button and just type in submit my photos. And a sequence will kick in automatically and we'll kind of walk you through step by step on how to submit them. It takes less than 5 minutes. We're going to be featuring one person each day, and if we pick you and we feature you, we're going to add you onto the website, onto the blog post. We'll post some pictures of you. We'll put up some links to your social media, your personal pages, little bio snippet, and then on top of that, we're going to be giving $25 in store credit every day. So whoever we pick is going to get the 25 credit for that day. So for 25 days in March, we're giving away 25 Vamp Bucks each day to 25 people. So pumped, excited, man. This is, nothing but great things ahead. So super excited.
That's a steal of a deal right there, folks. So you heard it here. 25 days, 25 bucks in Vamp Fangs bucks. And do you guys, are you going to be showing up at any of the conventions or in real life anywhere?
Well, right now, I think most of our conventions, we got out of the way early in the year. We've got some exciting projects that are happening internally with all of our businesses right now. Got to be kind of tight-lipped about them right now, but maybe some big announcements coming down the road. So I think right now, we're super focused internally. So if we have the need to to shop for the props and stuff like that for a production, I think the route that we'll take is instead of putting the money into the travel for a trade show, we'll end up flying right out to the we'll pick our top five manufacturers and we'll just fly right to them and shop direct at their warehouse. So right now just hyper focused internally, man. So I think for now we may show up socially some places later on in the year if things lighten up a bit, but no plans as of right now.
Any kind of new releases or new products you guys come out with, just hit us up and we'll get you back on.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it.
Well, Ben, make sure you say hello to Alexis for us. I didn't see her. Was she at HauntCon this year?
Yep. She was there. We were kind of all over the place because we were on the Halloween Party Expo side for Vamp Fangs, and then we were on the HauntCon side with Haunted Farms of America. We're always wearing multiple hats, which is always so tough to juggle everything.
Yeah. Well, I met her a couple of HauntCons ago, and I met you a couple of HauntCons ago and ran into you at 2018 HauntCon. But say hello to Alexis for us and keep us posted about any new things that are coming out. And we will make sure that we let the world know about you too.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Haunt Topic Radio. Please leave a comment wherever you found this podcast. Each comment you leave will help spread the word to other haunters around the world. See you next time.